He said that trouble lies ahead because Satan desires to shift you as wheat. He desires to rip you apart and get you to the point where you can't even get back up and get going. He said, but I have paved the way. I have prepared the way. I am your God. And so if you love me with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength, go dig a hole. Put it down. Put down a stake and say, from this time forward, God is my God. If God says he's a God of miracles, and this church and every church should have miracles and signs and wonders, Lord, what can I do to cause the miracles and signs and wonders to happen here? When I play skillfully, when I sing, when I usher, when I do whatever I do, will it bring down the power and the anointing of the God of heaven? And when I leave, will I have the glow of the Holy Ghost? When I leave, will I have the glow of the Holy Ghost? Moses went up into the hill, and he was glowing. And the people were looking, and he didn't even know he was glowing. They were looking because the glory of God was all over him. So you decide, I've got my peg down. I'm not going back. I'm going to Jesus. I'm going with Jesus. I'll not have to do anything that I do for God. I want better for God than I want for the car I buy or the clothes I buy or the restaurant I attend. You know, Jim and I, very easy to please when it comes to going out to a restaurant. We don't even have a favorite restaurant. We just go eat. But there are some people that do, and I went out years and years ago with somebody, and they just kept complaining about the eggs wasn't right, and the this wasn't right, and that wasn't right. I read it, and I don't know if I should tell it. But a friend of mine told it. This guy told that. Person kept complaining about their steak. I'm not going to tell you. But what they did to their steak wasn't nice. Brought it back out. So I read somewhere, don't complain about your food. You know, if you do, be nice. But just say, God. Devil, I don't like to even talk to him. But if you got to talk to the devil, I will not make you happy. I'll not make you happy. I'll not make you happy. In anything. You desire to shift me as wheat, but hey, as Bishop would say, buddy, your days of shifting are over. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I'm made in the image of God. God's, you know, the world would have us to see, and sometime in the church, it seems to be so few young couples, so many that are glowing with love and with joy and the peace of God. And God says, I'm ready now. I am truly, truly ready now to show forth my body as lights in this world. And they're going to come to you and say, how? And you're going to say, just Jesus. I almost sung that song to Red. We used to sing a song, just Jesus, just Jesus. Amen. So what we want you to understand and what God wants you to understand, and for all of us, but he loves you so much. He said, I love you so much. I desire for you to excel so much and be examples for me. And I want you on the right track all of the time. All of the time. Seek my face. Pray diligently. Seek me first and all the good stuff will be added to you. Find out what I say. Be led by my spirit and do it. And many times what God tells us to do, it doesn't seem like it's the right thing to do because it's not what we would do. This is just something simple. I gave somebody something the other week for their trip. You know the person, but I won't call the name. Sunday morning, I was getting dressed, and I had some money in my drawer. He said, get that money and give that to the person. And my first thought started to be, but I'd already, and I cut it off. And that person said, I said, you already. I said, you must be very special. The person said, I am. But what I'm saying, it seemed like to me what I gave before was enough. So what God requires of me, what he requires if you just say, yes, Lord. Everybody say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And he said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Anything else, Lord? So don't let the enemy cheat you out of God's goodness. There's no time, anytime, anywhere to make the devil happy. There's all time, everywhere, to make God pleased and cause him to shine. And now when you come in to worship, when they come in, we are on fire. We are on fire. They don't have to beg us to join in the worship and the singing and the praising because they're going to be giving it all they have. I like to watch Kenzie and Kennedy on Sunday. Sometimes I almost get them out here. They dance and praise with all that's in them, and they have no shame. And God said, give me 100%. And he said, you can't imagine what I already have planned for you. Father, thank you. I believe I've delivered the word that you gave me tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that we all have ears to hear and willing to obey. May your name be glorified and magnified in our lives, in our thought life, in our doing, in our walk, in our talk, in our building up our faith, in our representing you, being your ambassador in the earth. We thank you and praise you for it. And thank you for giving us a platform to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Bishop.